As we recorded this podcast, President Obama and the Environmental Protection Agency in the US were due to announce fresh targets to cut pollution from power plants by 30% by 2020. Environmentalists are claiming it as a victory, but opponents say it could have damaging economic effects, especially for coal-producing areas.
America produces more greenhouse gases than any other country in the world, but in fact produces more than double per person than China does. And around 40% of those greenhouse emissions comes from energy production. This power plant alone in West Virginia burns an incredible 16,000 tons of coal each day when it's working at full capacity, providing electricity to around 2 million homes. But President Obama is about to announce rules which are the most significant in American history in terms of trying to limit climate change. He's going to talk about trying to cap the amount of carbon dioxide that's produced by power plants like this one. That is something that has greatly pleased environmentalists, but of course has upset many in the coal industry. And in West Virginia, it's not just about power production. This beautiful state sits on huge coal reserves, and the worry here is that if the amount of coal that's burnt in America is decreased, because that is the only real way to bring down carbon dioxide emissions, then thousands upon thousands of miners and others associated with the coal industry will lose their jobs. But it's very clear that President Obama wants it as part of his legacy that he did something about climate change. And his point is this will all create more opportunities in other sectors like renewable energies. But having spoken to people here in West Virginia over the last couple of days, it seems they're not going to give up on what's becoming an increasingly bitter fight.
The existing plant are a major contributor to greenhouse gases in the USA, and globally something around 35% of US emissions come from power. So this will really be a significant move and will be welcomed internationally as a step towards the sort of thing that's needed if we're going to get the global deal on climate change that is supposed theoretically to happen next year.
Not welcomed by the Republicans in the US, though, and because of the difficulties the president has had getting climate change legislation through, this will be left up to each individual state to implement.